Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. Hello, everyone. Join us tonight for another hour of life-changer style conversation and discussion and learning as we nosh on the current events and trends with a spiritual perspective. You can join in the conversation of our show by calling 646-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206. Or you can go online to the chat area. We'd love to hear from you. So let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's.
Okay. Hi. Thank you, Gloria. Hi. This is Robin Misevich. I'm one of the regular diners at the Transformation Cafe. Gosh, I can't believe that we've already been we're in our last week of January for 2011 already. And time is just whizzing by, and hopefully we're having a little fun as we go along and getting everything, like Gloria was saying, from a very light spiritual perspective. It's one of our purposes on being on the air and just kind of talking about some things that are interesting and helping people to see things hopefully in a new light. So there we go. I see we have Mr. Jamie in the house. Hey, Mr. Jamie, how are you tonight?
Pretty well. Sure I am.
Pretty well. Okay, you want to tell everybody a little bit about who you are if they've never been here before, and what's your day job? There we go.
First of all, I'm a friend of Robin's from way back when in high school, and have a tattoo artist by trade. I have a shop in Seattle, Washington called Chrome Home. We're going on our 15th year, and I like to believe that I help people with their psychic armor.
Okay. Again, and I'm Robin Misevich. I'm in Riverside, California. I am a florist by day, and my shop's called Flowers for You. If you go to flowers, the number 4U.com, you can go there and check out some of the wonderful designs that I have available. And Valentine's Day is coming, so don't wait till last minute to make sure your sweetheart is going to be a happy girl come Valentine's Day. So there you go, little plug for me. And Miss Gloria, are you there?
I am here.
Okay. How are you?
I'm doing wonderfully well, and I'm ready for dinner. What about you guys?
Oh, well, and I think, what would you like to have for dinner tonight? What sounds good, guys?
Oh, my goodness. Ooh. Something with pasta.
Something with pasta? Okay. I'm thinking maybe a couple different dishes, maybe the traditional spaghetti, and maybe have something with maybe some chicken with fettuccine pasta, that's fine. Yeah, baby.
Well,
let's be bringing that on. And then you got to have the cheesy garlic bread to go with that. So that's all good.
Here I was thinking about
some wine,
of the right. Thai chicken.
Oh,
some of the Thai
okay.
chicken pasta salad.
Oh, a Thai chicken pasta salad. Oh, okay. If we're going to be going to the Olive Garden, I'm sure they have
Olive Garden.
Oh, and actually, it's the California Pizza Kitchen. They've got a really good chicken Thai. There we go. Okay.
There we go.
And I know they have spaghetti and all those wonderful things. Mr. Jamie, what kind of wine would you like? I know you were mentioning the wine, so there we go.
I'm not really a wino, but, you know, I like sangria. That would be nice, but I think
okay,
it'd be
sangria.
Not
we'll get a carafe of sangria and get that going. That sounds mighty, mighty tasty. And we have Dr. Stephen Ward again in the house, in the cafe, so are with our guest chef. So, hey, Dr. Stephen, how's it going?
I am doing great.
Good. So does everything we've got coming out to the table for the cafe sound good to you? Anything else we need to add on?
Actually, I just had a big burrito.
You're not supposed to eat before you come to the cafe. My gosh, what's going on with that? Okay, well, I guess we're just going to hold out for dessert, right? Later on, we might hit the dessert thing. So there you go. Because, you know, in the cafe, we want to make a little bit about the food and the drink and just a wonderful conversation. We all kind of scoot in our chairs and have a great conversation. Just to remind our listeners, too, we have changed our format since 2011. We are now a half-hour show. So we go live on Tuesday nights from 9 to 9:30 Pacific time. So anybody out there wanting to call in, again, the number is going to be 646-727-3206. And we do have the chat room open, and we're keeping an eye on that. I actually am keeping an eye on that with the switchboard. So if anybody wants to go ahead and pose a question to the doctor, we will go ahead and let you know. So last time we had Dr. Ward on, we were talking about with the new year and new year declarations instead of resolutions. And we got to talk about just being driven and having things where you're feeling like you have to get those resolutions taken care of. So wanted to touch base with that just a little bit with Dr. Stephen. And then Dr. Ward and I had talked earlier today about the different types of spinal curvature that happens, and he's got like four different types in, and we're going to do a quick review of that, and then which one did you want to really focus on tonight, Dr. Steve?
I'd be interested.
Well, I think they're all pretty exciting, and it's, I would say the
left. We know they're all exciting. That's why it's the hard choice. It's kind of like, you know, what do you want to pick off the menu? They're all exciting. Go ahead.
I would say that we can retouch on the driven behavior, which is the forward curvature, and then maybe talk a little bit about the left curvature patterns.
Okay. Okay. Good. Okay. Take it away, Doc. Okay. So driven's got a forward curvature?
Yes. The spine goes forward in the neck, mid-back, and lower back. And, of course, we see people all the time, elderly people that are really far forward. But, of course, we also see young kids that are traditionally going forward and curve, and they're dropping their head a lot. And so advice to people who are seeing the head dropping, standing or seated, it's really important to advise that person to really try to hold their head up because of the challenges that will take place if we do not interrupt that pattern. And, of course, there is a behavior that goes with dropping the head, and that usually is when people don't, you know, feel really good about themselves and they feel a little inadequate, and so they'll drop their head down, and that then sets up the forward curve, and that sets up loss of height and all sorts of other problems.
Well, you know, one thing that's really, really interesting for me is since I've been introduced to some of the different things. If you actually go to chiroman.com, Dr. Wentworth's got a wonderful informational level on his website where you can really take a look at some of the things that we're talking about on the show. There's different, the different levels of curvature and some of the philosophies that are going along with just the unique way that Dr. Steve is putting it out there for people. And one thing that I've noticed lately when I've been, like, walking around watching people shopping and things like that, so many people are, you know, especially when you go shopping, that the way they're leaning on their shopping carts, you know, that just you're such an extreme level, like you're saying, that forward curvature, it's just such an extreme level on some people. I just want to go over and say, hey, you know, straighten up. So I'm sure that that's, you know, especially with seniors and things like that, but you're also saying it can happen with the youngsters as well.
Yes, I see it in kids who are, you know, 12 years old. So a lot of times when someone's being criticized, a lot of times the person will drop their head down. It's kind of like a shame process. And so what we want to do is really help people to understand that criticism is really never personal. It's always a generational experience, and people who criticize people were criticized, and that's all they know. And so to take it personal and then be self-critical really isn't a healthy way to go with that issue. So, but just from the point of view of if your head weighs 10 to 14 pounds and you're dropping it, and that's like holding the bowling ball with your arm out straight. How long can you hold a bowling ball without fatiguing? And yet we'll drop our head all day long, and then we'll wonder why we have upper back pain or neck pain. And so I just think it's good advice, you know, for everybody to really focus in on keeping their head up more. I think it helps to strengthen a person's identity.
And I'm sure that so there's just a certain level of that would be an interesting thing to have from, say, kindergarten on, when with that kind of behavior encouraged as opposed to not encouraged, just to see the level of even productivity and, you know, mental capacities for you know, these youngsters, depending on what on how they're being supported with that.
Yes, I think that would be really good because especially when we're looking at, like, a child with a learning disability, if that child is dropping head, then that is creating more of a compressive load on the brain, which causes more challenging focus and concentration. So, you know, but that's a whole nother story because I believe pretty much all the deaths that are being made in schools are made incorrectly, and they're actually increasing severity of these problems instead of making it a healthier opportunity for a student. You know, mm-hmm. I guess we're not living in a Star Trek world where everything is ergonomically placed.
Mm-hmm.
But it would be helpful in those cases.
Right. I had originally met Dr. Ward back in November of 2010 at a Leaders Causing Leaders. And one of the things that you had said, Dr. Ward, was that this whole thing where you're supposed to sit up straight isn't necessarily good for you. Right?
Well, it certainly isn't good for you if when you sit, you have lost the mid-back curve. And most people do not have healthy mid-back curves. So by sitting mm-hmm. up straight, you take the normal curve that should be there and you wipe it out. So you'll see people mm-hmm. who have serious issues with exhaustion, and if you tell them to sit up straight, they'll exhaust in a couple of minutes of doing that. You will see mm-hmm. them slumping because that does help to balance energy by bringing the mid-back curve backward as opposed to when we sit up straight, we bring it forward. And so mm-hmm. there are a lot of those type factors in our work, and I think it's important that we understand that until doctors assess people in injury position, they really don't understand it that well, and in so many cases, injury position is sitting, not lying mm-hmm. down and not standing. So the typical mm-hmm. medical model lies you down or stands you up.
Yeah, one of the unique things they do at the Ward Chiropractic Center in Long Beach, California, is Dr. Ward will actually do a full x-ray of you sitting down all the way up to your spine, and a lot of other chiropractors usually just focus on just particular areas where there seems to be the trauma or the hurted area. But for just a true reading on everything, Dr. Ward's dad actually started that and was just very radical at that time with chiropractic ways of doing stuff. So he actually will take the whole spine and be able to look at the whole issue instead of just having it localized.
Right. And an example maybe that people will understand is we probably all know someone who has had hip replacement, and which is the deterioration of the hip joint. And so doctors take a small x-ray of the pelvis to look at that, and they find the degeneration. But if they take a systemic x-ray of that person, they will find that person is really far forward in a curvature. And so the cause is the forward curvature of the spine, and the effect is the deterioration of the hip joint. And so by only looking at the part, we're misled. When we look at the whole, we can begin to understand cause and effect, not just the effect.
Mm-hmm. So if somebody's recognizing that they're leaning forward, they're more in the driven position with their curvature, you're seeing these older people that are really have more extreme levels of the curve, is it possible for them to be able to, straighten up a little bit and be able to switch that, or it's really something they're going to have to come in for quite a few sessions to get adjustments and things like that to actually get back into a place where they've got more of a proper alignment?
Well, obviously, if the problem is a forward curve standing, it's more severe than if it's just sitting.
Mm-hmm.
However, what we would do is we would put the person in a soft cervical collar with the high
mm-hmm.
part under the chin, and we would have mm-hmm. them wear the collar if they're forward standing in that position. And what that will begin to do is pull the head up, and over time that will begin to bring the curve back closer to normal. And of course, in our adjusting procedures, we're always adjusting from the front to the back, where traditional chiropractic lies you on your stomach and pushes
mm-hmm.
you down. We do
mm-hmm.
our adjustments standing and seated up against the wall, and we actually adjust from the front to back. And so if someone's forward, we want to push them back. We don't want to get behind them and push them forward. That would increase the forward curvature pattern. And
so
there's always different ways to reestablish and help people that need help to have a healthier curve. Obviously,
mm-hmm.
some cases are harder than others and need more of a intense approach meaning may need a cervical collar, may need a seat wedge to sit on to help to counterbalance the forward curve of the spine. So
do you think having a seat wedge, even if you've got pretty good alignment, is actually a good idea for most people?
Not necessarily. If you have healthy alignment, you don't necessarily want to sit on a seat cushion. A seat cushion is high in the back and it slopes down and becomes smaller, like under the thigh. So where you sit on it under the buttocks is where the high part is. And the effect of a seat cushion is to bring the mid-back curve backward and the neck backward. So it really doesn't do a whole lot on the lower back curve, but it does help to shift the forward curve of the spine. And but so does understanding energy and understanding that we really need to look at ways to save energy. And I'm not all that great at it, but I'm sure trying to be better at it. I tend to overpush. I think most of us probably do to a certain degree. However, I think it's good to keep it in consciousness that it is okay to slow down a little bit, that we don't want to deplete all of our energy and have to always rely on our mental strength to get us through.
Very well put. So keeping your head up and being very mindful of your posture and things like that, is there anything else with the driven curvature that we need that would be kind of something to be mindful of and that would be helpful for adjusting that?
Well, it's always helpful to understand the source of it. And the source of a driven curve is usually a driven female parent. So we go back in patterns of behavior and we see strong moms or strong grandmas that had to push. And many times maybe the fathers are obscure and the mothers are having to do much more. And so their model is they push hard, they set high standards. When they attain, they set higher standards. So usually in forward curves, there's going to be a strong, influential female parent in that pattern of behavior. And usually a person who has that has always sought approval from that parent. And many times they're not getting the approval that they need.
The trick is to approve self-approving. Just look at yourself and say, hey, I love you and you're marvelous.
Well, that sure helps, I tell you. I know a lot of people will laugh at that, but I think it's also important to, you know, verbalizing a love command or an encouragement is great, but when we take it internally and we meditate on it and we ask questions like, well, what does it feel like to truly love self? Or what does
That's
it feel
question.
Like to truly value self? Because once we take it more inside and meditate, I do believe it moves from affirmation into more of a stronger vibration, which then really helps us attract something different. And I do think it really helps with those simple, you know, I'm choosing to love myself, I'm choosing to value myself, I'm choosing to be faithful for myself. I think that when we do that, ultimately, we're going to be healthier than when we seek it. Because when we seek it, usually people withhold it. And when we don't need it, usually people will give it. And I think that's one of those life lessons that you almost have to try it to see if it's true. Because I do believe
like
that...
The less is more when it comes to people outside of yourself. There you go.
I think so.
Experience
you know?
Is the best teacher, you know.
So, you know, keep your head up and pass the sangria. Okay, it's good.
Yeah, pass that over here. And
exactly.
The other thing is wearing a collar if you're a side sleeper. You know, a lot of people side sleep in a fetal position and they tuck their head, and that induces a overstretch of the spinal cord, which then causes a narrowing on the cardiorespiratory centers of the brainstem, and it creates what is called a dural compression why a lot of people wake up and their shoulders are so tight. So we don't want people waking up, going to bed because they're tired, and sleeping 10 hours and then waking up tired.
But, Doc, what if that's, you're saying the fetal position when you're sleeping is about the worst thing you can do? What if that's the only way that you get comfortable and having a pillow between your legs or hugging a pillow? I mean,
that's how I sleep. And so, you know, but we still, depending upon severity, we still want to try to shift the pattern. And that's where a soft cervical collar for 1 week, if a person wears it when they sleep for a week, what they'll do is they'll continue to sleep on their side, but they won't curl.
Then
and
could
all
that
of a sudden,
also
sleep with
you,
their head
it could
up.
Also be like a variable, like your sleeping surface, right? And if it's something that's optimal for your back, or saying that's the way you used to sleep in, you maybe you don't sleep on your back because you snore too much, or you have maybe apnea or something.
Sure, sure. Yeah, there are all those issues, and certainly it's not a perfect world. So, you know, it's sometimes a fetal sleeping pattern is the only way someone can sleep. So if we put them in a collar, they're not, you know, they're not able to sleep because they're so severe in curvature. It's just making them very, they're struggling within their sleep. So,
right.
You know, in the ideal.
And then you don't get any rest, right?
Yeah, we do want people to get rest, and we do want to, if we can, correct the dropping of the head, not necessarily the pulling up of the legs.
Right.
But
that's beneficial,
the
I guess, a little bit. I would think for stretching the spine. If you're laying on your back and stretching your legs up, right?
Yeah, well, if you're...
Knees to chest, kind of, right. Not if you're asleep,
and if,
but...
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I didn't hear that last part. What did you say?
Oh, so, I mean, as a rule, I mean, to stretch your back out, if you had to, and it was simple... You're laying in bed. You could try to bring your knees up to your back, right? While you're on your back.
Yeah, well, that would help to help in a stretch.
Right.
However, if you are a person who internalizes stress, internalizes hurt, when you pull
right.
your legs up, it's going to actually produce more lower back pain. So,
dang
you know,
it.
Everybody's different.
So that teddy bear may not be a good thing after all. Okay. I don't know. I think teddy bear therapy is always good for everybody. Who knows? Okay. It's good.
I agree.
You don't think you ever get too old to have a teddy bear. So wearing the collar is a good thing, I guess, depending on your issues. And, again, if you have any questions, you can call Dr. Steve. His phone number is 562-420-8884. Again, that's 562-420-8884. And he's available Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, pretty much from 9 to 5:30. He does have a break from about 12:30 to 2:00. But you can always leave a message, and I'm sure he could get back to you as soon as humanly possible. You know how that goes. And always very helpful with different questions and stuff he has. Yes, he does have to sleep, and he likes to sleep on his side with his pillow. So there we go. We found out some things about Dr. Steve tonight.
That's right.
I actually like
a couple pillows.
Yeah, I do too. I like my pillow, and I have my teddy bear, and you know, a little confession. So Jamie, you like your pillow, right? You have a pillow.
Oh, I have several.
You have several pillows.
Yeah, one of my favorites. In the passing of the great Jack LaLanne, and then who thought he would ever die at 96 years old?
Oh my goodness!
Yeah.
When did he die? I didn't even hear that.
On Sunday, yeah.
Oh my goodness. Yeah,
I mean,
he was quite the
kind of
pioneer, revolutionary
a
guy.
Lot of, yes, from way back when, if you really look at his achievements, quite an incredible persona.
Yeah, 96?
96. In any
96.
Event,
Yes. Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. I wasn't aware that he had passed away. So, yeah, I remember seeing his show when I was little, you know, with his exercise shows and things like that. Yeah, so I totally remember that. And I love his story. His story is so inspirational about how he had his own diet issues because he just ate terrible when he was just middle teenager, about 14,
right,
15 years old. And he went to a lecture, and it just changed his life, and he just chose from that moment forward that he was just going to just change his ways. And look what he was able to accomplish and help so many people in the process. So you go, Jack DeLane. You know, I'm sure. And the other side, he's already got everybody working out, and life is good in heaven. There you go. He's already starting his own career. We got some exercise classes going on the other side here, so that's all good. So this is laying on a cloud eating your bonbons when you get to heaven. Not so much. Okay, Jack's up there now, making sure people are toeing the line. So that's good. So Miss Gloria, do you sleep with a pillow? You got your little tucky pillow and your little teddy bear?
Do I have a what with my teddy bear?
Do you have a little love affair going on with your teddy bear when you're sleeping?
I'm sorry. I still didn't understand what your question was.
Oh, I was just basically pulling the table to see if everybody sleeps with an extra pillow in their teddy bear.
I do not.
She does not. Okay. These true confessions. I just love it. It's all good.
No, but you don't understand. My teddy bears are my angels, and they are on my nightstand, and they look after me while I'm asleep.
Okay, that's cool, but I got a fuzzy one that I cuddle with, so, you know, it just depends on people's preferences, so that's good. So it's all good. We were hoping to have more time. We're already down to our last 3 minutes, so can you believe
Isn't
it? These half our shows just go so fast.
Yes.
Yes, they do. They go so fast. So I want to give a little bit of information for Dr. Steve again. Dr. Ward's office is the Ward Chiropractic Family Center, and they're located at 6530 East Spring Street in Long Beach, California. And again, a good contact number for Dr. Steve is 562-420-8884. If you want to go ahead and contact him via email, it's drsteve@chiroman.com, and that's chiroman.com. And also another cool contact is going just to chiroman.com. Dr. Steve's got 4 or 5 other different connections with that, and please check out The Power of Positive Computing. There are screensavers that are just for wellness and inspiration, and pictures are just gorgeous. They just open you up to just all kinds of connections for wellness and really a lot of wonderful quotes and inspirational thoughts. He's actually got a whole bunch of stuff that he's done for women and men, with just inspirational quotes, Native American. There's stuff up there with Oprah that he's been working on for quite a while. But just some really, really good stuff. So any final words, Dr. Steve?
Oh, I'm just enjoying this. It's nice to be here with 4 great people. Including myself.
Well, there you go.
So
there you are. There we are. There.
I'm going
okay,
to
cool.
Maybe get another pillow out for tonight.
Okay, there you go. Well, maybe next time I see you, I'll bring you a new teddy bear. We'll have a new teddy bear for Dr. Steve so we can talk about that in the long run. Because, there's been so many things they've done in research where they've had that basically as part of the therapy for wellness for people. And they've done actual hospital studies where they gave everybody a teddy bear and they wound up going home 3 days early to say their teddy bear. So who knows what the validity is on that, but there's definitely some research to support it. So may we all go out and get a new teddy bear for ourselves. Life is good. So it's always good to have an extra special friend. So there you go. So, again. Well, we'll pack up all of our leftovers since we've got some extra spaghetti and a couple pieces of that garlic bread left over. But the sangria is gone. Of course, it always is. So.
It was quick.
It was very quick. I tell you, that half hour, we just have to eat faster and do a good job. That's the reason why Jamie and Gloria were quiet for a while. They were eating, so that's all good. So, Dr. Steve, thank you again for coming on, and he's going to be one of our regulars. Pretty much every other week we'll have him on to talk about different aspects of staying in alignment with your wellness of your spine. It's all about keeping yourself with just structurally sound so you can do the things you need to have extra flexibility and strength and endurance. So we thank you guys for coming to the cafe, and we'll see you next time at the Transformation Cafe.
This has been another wonderful evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you. We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it special, and we are always happy to hear from you at Transformation Cafe. You can find out more about the people on our shows by clicking on our website, transformation-cafe.com, and checking out where all our other previous shows are available on demand, or here at Blog Talk Radio Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest chef, you can email us at show@transformation-cafe.com. Thanks again. Travel well, and we will see you next time here at Transformation Cafe. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you. See you later.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye.